cup. Boom.
If you thought 4 hours a day, 1,200 minutes a week was enough, think again. He's the last remnants of the old republic. A sole bastion of fairness. He treats crackheads in the ghetto gutter the same as the rich pill poppers in the penthouse.
Wow.
The clearinghouse of hot takes break free for something special. The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller starts right now.
In the air, everywhere. Back at it again on a Saturday. Ready to rumble. In the radio jungle. Actually, it's the podcast jungle. The Fifth Hour with myself, Ben Maller, and the Player X to be named in a second, because 4 hours a night are not enough. We do this now 8 days a week. 8 days a week of slaving over the hot microphones of the podcast studio at a secret location in the North Woods. And this spinoff of the overnight show, we thank you for finding it, downloading, telling a friend. And we are joined again by the man west of the 405,
David Gaston.
Feel good about a Saturday into a Sunday. And we had Ryan Abraham yesterday talk a little USC and college football as a whole. And yeah, man, now, I need your help.
Hold on a second. Are we going to get killed here? Because that – now, we talked mostly about USC football.
Yeah.
So are we going to get destroyed because people are going to go, I don't care about USC? Are we going to get that negative feedback?
I don't know. You always get comments about people that wish you talked more college football, though. At least it feels like it.
Yes, that's true. But the thing they usually bring up is my school. Like, the guy in Arkansas wants me to talk about the Razorbacks. The fella in Alabama is like, just talk about the Crimson Tide. The guy in Florida is like, talk about the Gators or something like that. Yeah. And then that's a problem. It's a regional thing. But we'll find out how it does. I'll be interested. And if people downloaded it and the numbers were good, we'll have more college football. We don't talk a lot of college football at all, as we mention all the time on the overnight show. So I thought he was great.
No, Ryan's good. It's kind of weird, though. We don't talk as much because, you know, it goes right behind the National Football League in terms of the most watched live entertainment throughout the entire year. You know, it goes NFL 1, then college football 2, then everything else follows after that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's a popular sport. I know the Alabama game last weekend with Florida, I believe, won the day on Saturday. It was the most watched television program on Saturday. And then on Sunday, the NFL was the most watched on Sunday. So it's usually how that works most weekends. So
yeah, and then people were racing to try to find a television to go watch UCLA, Fresno State in the closing minutes on Saturday night. And poof, couldn't find it because it was stuck on the Pac-12 network.
Well, couldn't find it. And then if they found some Russian website with an illegal stream and they turned the game on, it was...
That's right. Game over.
Gutty Bruins. Remember Chip Kelly after they beat LSU? He said everyone knew we could do this. Everyone knew we were going to do this. And did everyone on the UCLA team know they were going to go out and poop the bed against Fresno State also, Chip? Did they all know that? You big arrogant goofball. Anyway, on this podcast, guest guy, we have You Can Ram It All Day, You Can Ram It All Night, the prequel to Ram It All Day, Ram It All Night. We have crystal balls and obstacle course and whatever else pops up. Whatever else pops up. We could do Let's Get Scientifical. There's a couple science stories. I read these science stories. I don't bring them up all that much on the radio show, but there's some stories in the science world that caught my attention that we can talk about. So there's a lot of things going on. But I wanted to start with Ram It All Day, Ram It All Night. I got the confirmation. The streak is about to end. I have not been to a professional or college sporting event since March of 2020. Oh. Now, keep in mind, my entire life was dedicated to going to professional sporting events. I grew up, my 20s I spent at ballparks and arenas and stadiums, and that was my entire life. And then when everything shut down in 2020, even right up until the shutdown, I was going to random games. I think the last game I went to was a Sunday night Lakers game a few days before everything got shut down. But I have not been since. I didn't want to go when there weren't fans. I thought, what's the point of going? There's no fans there. And the schedule hasn't really worked out this past year with some different things on the weekends I've had to do. So I haven't been able to go to any Dodger games in person. So I got the email from the LA Rams that the game tomorrow, America's game of the week. You know it's big because Joe Buck and Troy Aikman are going to be there. But I have been approved. The gatekeepers have allowed me in. So I will be in attendance watching Tom Brady. I would say his final game in L.A., but Tom's going to play another 7 or 8 years, so who the hell knows. But Brady will be there, and I'll be there. Bruce Arians will be there. Sean McVay, the great Matthew Stafford. You can ram it all day. You can ram it all night. I'm excited. I've seen the stadium, SoFi Stadium, or as Troy Aikman called it, Sci-Fi Stadium. I'm excited to see it in person, and I'm a little concerned about the logistics of it. I'm going to get there. Getting there early is no problem. I'll forego sleep on Saturday into Sunday. But the issue is getting out of there because I need time to kind of digest everything that happened in the NFL. And I can watch the games on my laptop. You know, I can put up a few games on my computer and watch them there. So I'm not worried about that. But I'm worried about getting out of there because Eddie was telling me horror stories about the traffic. And some other people I know that have been to that stadium have said that it's great, it's beautiful, it's wonderful, but they did a terrible job of planning on how that mass of humanity is going to get out of the stadium. So I'm a little concerned about that, but I might have to leave early, which I would hate to do, because one of the cool things about when you're in the media, when you're a blowhard in the media, they let you go down on the field the last like 4 or 5 minutes, I think, of the fourth quarter, something like that. I forget how long it is, but you get to go down and stand on the sidelines at an NFL game, and it's awesome. It's and they don't let you in the locker rooms anymore. They banned that because of COVID. See, it's not like the only reason I would stay would be to go down on the field and maybe I could possibly get an interview or something on the field, but I can't. There's just an interview room. So it's not like I can go and say, all right, I'm going to go interview Tom Brady in the locker room. You know, no, I can't do that. You know, that won't be allowed. So that's my big news here. You can ram it all day. You can ram it all night. I'm looking forward. I will test out the Press Box Food guest gun. I have not had Press Box Food in over a year. I think a year and a half, I believe, something like that.
I think you misspoke a little bit too, because you said it could be Tom Brady's last game in Los Angeles, but you never know. He could be making a return in a couple months from now.
Well, no, I said it could be his last game in LA, but then he'll play like another 7 years or something.
Yeah, but
like
even
that.
If he doesn't, if he retires this season, it could be at the end of the Super Bowl.
I'm not allowed to go to the Super Bowl. You know that, Gascon.
I'm not a
D-lister. I can't go. Come on. I'll ask the NFL. I'll say, hey, NFL, can I go? And they'll. And they'll be like, no, you can't go. You know, okay. There you go.
There's something holy about standing on the field to play, on the field to combat. Whether it's a baseball diamond, going on the ice. I know you don't skate, but or the gridiron. There's something so cool about being on the field that it's almost. I don't know how you get when you go into Logan or when you go into LaGuardia, but I feel like there's a burst of energy for me when I head into New York or Boston. I get like that in D.C. too, but when I get onto the field, whether it's for football or baseball, man, there's just something that kind of brings me back to my youth and my college days of playing that it's hard to describe, but it's always like that. You feel like you're on the freeway, don't you? Like you just feel like you were a car in the number two lane. Everyone else is just flying by you in the fast lane.
Yeah, the thing that I like – A is just the like looking around and seeing all the, especially at a big NFL stadium, you see all the seats and you're like, imagine like, what if I was playing quarterback?
Yeah,
no, what I do. And then the other, it used to be the smell of the grass. I guess now it's the smell of the turf, the fake rubber turf that they have on the field at most of these stadiums, including the stadium in LA. But I just want to see the whole thing. Like, but yeah, it's cool. It's a cool vibe, and I think I can get my fix because the Rams sent me a message. They said you can be on the field pregame. So yeah, I think I'll do that. Maybe I'll do that. And then postgame, I'll just take off and try to beat the traffic. I mean, the Rams, you know how good the Rams are. They'll probably be up by a couple of touchdowns by the time the fourth quarter comes.
Oh, right, Tom Brady. They were like that last weekend against Indianapolis and a quarterback with two sprained ankles. Yeah, it was really impressive last week.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I expect more of that to say. Matthew Stafford's looked exceptional in 2 weeks. It's,
He's got a real coach.
Yeah, missing piece in that high-powered offense that needed a couple blown calls by Chicago in week one. Yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like good about the LA Rams.
A couple of blown calls. They won the game by 20 points or whatever. A couple of blown calls.
You got busted coverage in the first touchdown of the game. Andy Dalton throws a bad ball in the end zone.
Well, is it the Rams' fault the Bears are bad at their job? How is that their fault?
No, but I mean, you can't feel that great about them.
The Bears came back and beat the Bengals, and the Bengals have beaten the Vikings, who are supposed to be a playoff contender. So, make your mind up on this.
Vikings didn't look good last week either. Arizona torched them up and down the field. Kyler Murray looked exceptional.
You're delusional. The Vikings won that game. Their idiot kicker missed the kick. They were in position. The Vikings should be 2-0.
The first game,
Cook fumbles the ball and gives the game to Cincinnati. And then last week, the idiot kicker, Joseph, shanks a kick. The Cardinals are a joke. I mean, let's be honest here. They're fraud. And Kyler Murray at the end of that game.
So good. Exceptional.
Was disaster at the. So you're proving you didn't watch the end of that game. No. He allowed the Minnesota Vikings to come back down the field and with his shoddy play at the end of the game there to come back and be in position to win the game.
Yeah,
and that proves you did not watch the game. If you are saying anything different, let me give you the last four possessions of the Arizona Cardinals. In a game that was a shootout, drive started at the Arizona 18-yard line, ends on a Alligator Arms Murray interception. That's a turnover right there. So the Vikings get that turnover, go back down the field, get a field goal. So that's 3 points courtesy of Alligator Arms Murray. Cardinals get the ball right back. After that, the drive goes 5 plays and a punt. Okay, fine. Vikings get the ball back. They screw up. They don't make anything happen. They give the ball back to Arizona. Another opportunity, run out the clock, win the game. Arizona goes down. They kick a field goal. They don't run out the clock. Ball goes back to the Vikings. They go down and screw up. Cardinals get another chance to run the clock out. Three plays and a punt. And then the Vikings go down and miss what should have been the game-winning field goal. Last four drives, interception, punt, punt, field goal. Garbage. Absolute garbage from Kyler Murray. And so he gets a pass because he's a fun-sized quarterback, and people feel bad because he's a little guy, but he was garbage at the end of that game. And all those touchdowns and all those drives that were razzle-dazzle and all that, beginning of the game, at the end of the game, when it was winning time, he didn't make plays. And the only reason they won that game was because of incompetence by the Vikings. The kicker of the Vikings going AWOL.
Well, last I checked, Minnesota was actually up in this game 20-7. And so Murray brought them back. And you failed to mention they threw for over 400 yards in that game. Had 4 total touchdowns in the contest. And the second half, they were deadlocked. 10 points apiece on each side. So for as bad as he might have been for the final 4 possessions of that game, they were dead even in terms of offensive output. So who cares? You're playing 4 quarters, 60 minutes.
They were dead even.
Arizona's 2-0. Arizona's 2-0 because of him. Yeah. The guy has accounted for 8 touchdowns the last 2 weeks.
You are delusional. You are out of your bloody mind. They're 2-0 because Tennessee didn't show up. They had a dereliction of duties in game 1. Everyone admits it.
Problem.
When the Titans showed up against Seattle, they beat Seattle. They were not ready to start.
You just made the same argument with the Chicago Bears. What are you talking about?
This is a different situation here. This is different. Stay focused here. You got to stay focused. That's a bad job by you.
You should at least accept the fact that the NFC West is going to be a dogfight.
Nah, I don't think it is.
Week 18.
I don't think it's going to be a dog fight. This is still in the feeling out process, and the Cardinals have no depth. And you don't understand that because you don't get the nuance of football. But they don't have any depth. And once the injuries start piling up, and they will pile up, it happens to everybody, they'll be exposed. And Kyler Murray, he can't make it through an entire season healthy.
Your starting quarterback is like 50 games under 500 with teams with winning records. Like, what are you talking about?
Yes, because he's played for a bad team. If you play for a bad team, don't be good to him. Who cares? That's the basic. That's the bedrock, you big dummy. When you play good teams and you're on a bad team, you lose. That's what happens.
Newsflash. Peyton Manning went to a bad team. That's why he was number one in the NFL draft. And then he elevated said bad team because he's a great quarterback.
Matthew Stafford's elevating his performance with the LA Rams, and he has been the story of the season. Everyone agrees he's the MVP right now in the NFL.
He's not even
close.
What he
has done has been electric. He's got my vote for the MVP. He's been outstanding, and the knowledgeable football people will tell you that Matthew Stafford is the MVP after 2 weeks in the NFL.
Quarterback in the NFC right now.
Yes, he is. Who's better?
Kyler Murray is. He's put up numbers than him.
I laid it all out. Kyler Murray screwed up that game. The Vikings should have won the game because of Kyler Murray's incompetence. He loses the MVP the first 2 weeks because of that.
He's got more passing yards, and he's got more touchdowns than Matthew Stafford. What are you talking about?
Matthew Stafford heroically leading the Rams back on the road in a hostile environment with savvy, confident play at the quarterback position, because you can ram it all day, you can ram it all night. What a gutsy performance. Gumption is the word I will use to describe Matthew Stafford at the end of that game, because the Rams, right, there was the mistake, there was the fumble. After that, 4-play, 70-yard drive, touchdown. 12-play, 55-yard drive, field goal. And then the Colts, while that was going on, they had a punt, a field goal, and an interception, and then their last drive with the guy with two bad ankles, the end of the game. That was it. But Matthew Stafford, my God, what a gift. What a gift. And wait till he beats Tom Brady. Well, he won't get credit for beating Tom Brady because Tom Brady will get hurt this weekend against Aaron Donald, and then people will lose their mind. But how upset is the NFL going to be when Tom Brady is unable to play against the Patriots in week number 4? He's so upset. They are going to be
amazing.
So angry.
You're rooting for a guy to get injured? That's unbelievable.
No, I'm not rooting.
That game? That's embarrassing.
Did it sound like I'm rooting? I didn't say I'm rooting
at
all.
I mean, you always root when it's your team, the Rams.
No. I'm just merely pointing out what I see here in my crystal ball, and I'm just pointing that out. Speaking of crystal balls, Gascon, speaking of crystal balls, we move on the podcast here, and as we get settled, not you, but as we get settled into the humble abode we have been living in, it is still a construction zone. I'd like to thank the fine contractors that have decided this is not a priority for them to finish this job. And so with the wife here, the interior designer, and she is trying to make the house a home, right? Trying to make it a home. And so putting her touch on the renovated Maller Mansion. So now I am pretty hands-off. As long as it's not horrifically disgusting, I will I'll just look the other way. I'll ignore it. I have a theory on houses right near the ocean or beautiful views, like city views, and things in the house, like rugs and chandeliers. You know, my theory is don't spend too much money on any of that stuff. You don't have to live with a view of the Pacific Ocean in Malibu. You don't have to live with a penthouse apartment in Manhattan looking over Gotham and Central Park. And the reason, and the same reason you don't need to spend a fortune on a rug or a chandelier, is after a certain amount of time, you will stop looking out the window at the ocean. You will stop looking out the window at Central Park. You will not even notice the rug, the chandelier. It just becomes background noise, becomes elevator music. So what's the point? That's always been my, and it's true. I have friends that have lived in beautiful places with great views, and I'll go over to their place and I'll be like, wow, this is amazing. And they don't even look. They're like, they're so used to just, you know, that's there. That's becomes normal. That's my advice to life.
That's so but odd. Anyway, that's like, that's so ass backwards. Like, that's like telling somebody that they shouldn't buy a Ferrari or a Porsche because after a while, it's just, it's a vehicle with tires that rotate.
Well,
you get tired of being that logic
it's
is so stupid.
True. No, it's not logical.
It's the ability to have that opportunity and to have that location and have that scenery that you capitalize on it. And as you know, in this game, real estate and location is everything in real estate. So to be in that said position means not only that you have a great view or a great area, but then you also can build wealth out of that. I can't fathom.
No,
that's like saying that you only want to engage with a woman for her looks initially, but then after a while, those things just fade away and you don't care anymore how she looks. Is that how you like perceive
the
wife?
The concept is the same though. When you're with someone, you know, in theory, if you marry someone, you're with them till they die. When they're beauty is fleeting and it's not, you're not going to be as beautiful as you were when you were 25 years old, when you're 65 years old. That's just
that
the reality.
Mean you can't keep up.
Yeah, but you can keep up, but you're not. Listen, I'm telling you, you are completely wrong. Now, I didn't mention real estate, but I'm talking about if you buy a house because, oh my God, that view's amazing. I'm gonna go out and look at that view.
It's all fake news.
It is fake
news.
It's
phony stuff.
It is phony.
It didn't happen
because you're right. You do that. And after a while, it just kind of fades away over a certain amount of time and you don't even look at it.
You should take your advice when you go to Costco next time. You know what? Because you only need to have the food that you want to consume at home. Like, you don't need the samples at Costco anymore. Because those things, like,
I don't get them. They don't have them anymore. They only randomly have them. So my life has been fine without them.
Life is all about indulging, Ben. So if you can indulge on a great piece of scenery, whether it's beachfront property or a city view, you must do that. Come on, what's wrong with you? That's like to say you could never have enough barbecue sauce on chicken fingers or enough salt on French fries. What's wrong with you?
No, again, Gascon, the concept is simple. When you buy, if I bought a house with a view of the ocean, I would love the house. I would think it's great and wonderful. But after a few months, I'd still like it, but I would be staring at the ocean every day because that's just there every day. You're used to it.
How can I figure this out? You know what? This sounds exactly like the first month, maybe month and a half of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. Like, you had me on, you're excited about having me on as a producer, then after a while you're just like, so maybe you're just taking the view and me for granted. It's just like,
Turning this into a story about you?
Yes.
Are you somehow, you're west of the 405?
It's good. How do you take this stuff for granted? You got to enjoy these things. You work at a stressful job. You are hired to get fired. So if you could have beachfront property, I think that you would value it a lot more than if you didn't at all. You should try it. How about that?
I'm not saying I wouldn't enjoy it. I'm just saying in life in general, after a while, and maybe you don't know this because you're the pompous ass over there. You could say you're smarmy arrogance, but in general, you're not going to have the joy after a while. You get used to it. Things become normal. They become stale. That's what happens. But anyway, I got sidetracked here.
I hate
this. That's not about this. My point was when you put expensive things in, it just doesn't really. After a while, it just becomes part of the house and people don't really pay that much attention to it. But my wife had these wonderful ideas about getting this amazing chandelier, right? So she's been trying to find this chandelier that really pops and sings to her. And, you know, you can see angels dancing when you see the chandelier. So after months of searching, she finally found one that caught her eye. And it was pretty pricey. But it was good looking. You know, I had chrome, bunch of these crystal balls, and you know, it was all put together, and It was a masterpiece. For a chandelier, it had the razzmatazz. So we ordered it, and they said, well, okay, that's going to be delivered. We don't have it at the chandelier store, so we're going to have it delivered to the Maller Mansion in a few days. So we said, okay, fine. So the Maller Mansion, it arrives, the chandelier, and here's a multiple choice, all right, multiple choice question. A, the chandelier was broken when it showed up. B, it was missing parts. C, it had the Rubik's Cube effect. Or D, none of the above. What do you think it was?
I'm going to say C.
That is correct.
Yes.
That is the Rubik's Cube effect, as I call it. The answer is C, that you needed a PhD to build this thing. It was, and I'm not exaggerating here, in hundreds of pieces, the chandelier, each crystal ball, and there were hundreds of these things on the chandelier.
All right, so I got a question for you then.
Yes.
Did your wife order that specifically knowing that, so that way you guys could spend quality time assembling it together?
No. In fact, we were under the assumption that this would be showing up at our door because it cost a lot of money already constructed. Why would you spend that amount of money if it's like going to IKEA and you have to build a dresser? What's the point?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it had these little chicken scratch instructions, and I looked at this thing and I'm like, no, I'm not building this thing. And you know, she's like, I don't have time to build this thing. We spent a lot of money on it. So we went back to the store. My wife said, hey, can you build this thing? We built, we spent a lot of money on it. It's beautiful. It's what we want, but we can't build it. We just don't have the time, nor do we have the desire to do it. And they said, sure, no problem. We have somebody that can help you out. And they'll build it and it'll look great. They'll come to your house. It'll be wonderful. And I said, okay, wonderful. And then they said how much that would cost to have the chandelier built. How much do you think it would cost to have the chandelier built? This is an estimate that we got from the people we bought the chandelier from.
I'm gonna say $450.
No. How about $600?
Yeah.
To build a chandelier. So we politely declined, and we'll be returning the chandelier and let you know that it is a scam. Now they claim the only way they can ship the chandelier is because it's made out of crystal. They can only ship it in pieces, which is fine. Just let people know when they're buying it that you're going to get it and need to spend an additional amount of money to have the thing built. I get it. He wanted to make the sale, but what a bait and switch. We'll have to find a different chandelier that's already assembled. So no crystal balls, at least not 7 million different crystal balls all put together there, at least not at our house. All right, the obstacle course, yes, Gon, the obstacle course. Now, this is another one of these stories. It's the life of Maller. And we were greeted with a big surprise in addition to the crystal balls.
You guys are pregnant.
Should I name the company here? That
yes, of course.
Up?
Yes.
General Electric, GE. Oh, yeah. All right. Is the name of the company. So we had purchased a dishwasher for the Maller Mansion and it took a while to get it. Shows up at the house. Wife signed it, signed for it. Contractor said we can't install it for a few days because they're on contractor time. And so it's not ready to be put in. We can't put it in right now. So by the time the contractor opened the box for the dishwasher, much to their amazement, they discovered that somehow, while it was being delivered, a massive dent was in the top of the dishwasher. It had been damaged in shipping. So we were like, whoa, what are we? It was in the box and couldn't open the box because it was not ready to be put in. You want to open the box before. Anyway, so we called the place we got it from, a big box store owned by the owner of the Atlanta Falcons, and told them the issue. And that began a wild goose chase. And the wild goose chase was everyone and their uncle passing the buck. They said, well, you got to call the delivery company. So called the delivery company. They, of course, covered their tuchus and said it was not their problem since we only had 48 hours to report an issue. Oh. The dishwasher wasn't put in for like a week after it was delivered because it was not ready to be put in. They then said, well, call General Electric, call GE back. Big company, they'll take care of you. So we called the GE back and they said, it's not our problem. Not our problem. So it's been a daunting task, tremendous customer service at all these companies, unless there was not. It is cover your ass 101. So what a scam. What a scam. So we now have a dishwasher that cannot be installed because the dent is so large that you can't put it in. It won't fit because it's at kind of a, it's hard to describe here, but the top of it is dented in, which yeah. means the other parts of it are pointing up and it won't work. So if anybody wants a broken dishwasher, which cost a couple $1,000, you know, whatever it was, I don't think it was that much, but it was a fair amount of money. It can be yours if you want.
That's really broken, disheartening.
It is. It's a joke too, because these companies, you know, it's like, listen, you're going to deliver stuff, and you can't exactly go pick this thing up these days. Everything's delivery, delivery, delivery. And then you fuck up. One of your guys fucks up, and then you can't even take care of the prop. What kind of customer? I'll never buy another GE product the rest of my life. They're done. They're dead to me. It's over. So,
congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Did you elevate it to a supervisor or a manager?
Oh, yeah. He went through the whole chain of command. You know, everyone, it passes the buck. And they're like, okay, let me get my manager on. Then the manager's like, okay, let me go to this other person. You know, they go through the whole thing. And everyone, no one claps at the end. It doesn't have a happy ending. So, anyway, what else do we have? You want to do a little scientific, or should we get the heck out of here? What do you think, Jessica?
I feel bad for you now. I really genuinely feel bad. No pun intended.
It's only money. Who cares? You can't take it with you, right?
All of a sudden, you went from frugal Maller to freewheeling dealing Maller. Like, what is this?
I don't listen. What am I going to do? People are assholes. Companies are shitty. They don't have customer service. Home Depot and General Electric and these companies. I mean, that's how they do business. That's on them. You know, just remember that when you buy products from these places, they don't always take care of you if something goes wrong.
Hey, how about this? Is your kitchen done yet?
No, it's not done. We don't have an oven. We don't have a microwave. We don't have a refrigerator, but it's like an old refrigerator. We don't have. Like, my wife ordered all this stuff. It takes, several months. And I don't know when it's going to be here. So,
yeah. Now, do you guys have a stove yet?
No, we don't have an oven. We don't have a stove. We don't have any of that.
Okay. What about barbecue? Do you have a barbecue?
We have a barbecue. It's covered in dust. And it's the whole backyard's covered in construction glass and dust.
Oh.
So, it's a good time. It's a good time. Fence is broken. The whole thing. It's a wonderful time.
The good news is that at least you're residing in Southern California. I mean, if you were in the Midwest and this stuff was going down, it's a bad proposition with the weather changing from one way to the other.
Well, it's not too bad. Now it's fall weather is actually nice. The problem is when you get in a winter, though, that's the problem.
Game over.
Yeah, that's the issue. Well, here's good news. Let's get scientific. A couple stories caught my attention. Scientists have used Japanese knotweed, whatever that is, to make nitrate-free bacon. So they've determined now that using this knotweed, that they can make foods that have traditionally been bad, processed meats like bacon, and they can make it healthy, or at least healthier. They reduced... In the lab, they were able to reduce the creation of compounds in the body that are linked to cancer. And so they claim to use this technology and fine-tune it. And it's a plant. It's considered an invasive species in a lot of places, but it's native to Japan. And they have used it to form a healthier red meat.
Yeah, it looks. So. It almost looks like mint in some ways, the way that it's... the way that it's shaped.
It's a fast-growing plant.
Yeah.
Feared by homeowners, it says. Feared by homeowners. But, yeah, so, hey, anything that can make processed meats healthier, I fully support. What else do we have here? See, page down, prehistoric. Oh, here's a fun fact about human beings. They determined, I don't know how they determined this, that prehistoric human beings mated with their cousins 3% of the time. Today, it's 10%.
What?
They claim. Yeah. 10% wow. Today. That's a lot. Doesn't that seem
shout
a lot
out
much?
To the shout out to the SEC fans out there.
Wow, shots fired here. You think anybody above the Mason-Dixon line partakes in that activity?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess the Northeast.
You think the Northeast?
Yeah.
What state? New Hampshire? What are you going to go with? Vermont. Vermont. Yeah, Vermont. Yeah, I can see that. Parts of Vermont. Now, where is West Virginia on that? They're are they below the Mason-Dixon line or are they above the Mason-Dixon line?
They're above it, I believe. They're above it.
Okay, yeah. So that's the cliche about West Virginia, that they're on that list, right? When people make jokes, they toss West Virginia in that.
West Virginia is below it. Oops.
No, it is. Yeah. Oh, there you go. I thought they were. Yeah. This is like the Mason-Dixon line goes through Pennsylvania. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Maryland, West Virginia, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Man
alive. What a drive. It's a Grand Slam home run. We can't tell that one goodbye. But we can say goodbye. We can say goodbye. So we'll get out of here. We got the mailbag on Sunday, extra spicy hot mailbag, which we look forward to with bated breath as we do every single week. The Maller mailbag, a staple of your football Sundays. Anything to promote, Gascon? Anything you want to say? Hey, check me out.
No, I mean, no. You can go to my Twitter handle and click the follow button if you'd like to. Do that to Ben, although you got a bunch of... What are you, like 50,000 followers, 55?
Yeah, you know, I gain a few, lose a few. I've reached the malaise, but I'm fine with that. But yeah, I'm at 50,000, but you can follow me on there. Yeah.
I heard you earlier in the week talk about how you were at peace with Twitter because you're not on there as much as you used to be back in the day.
Yeah, no, I realized that it's, you know, 2%. It's hardly anybody. It has no real meaning on my life. I don't spend a lot of time on there. I used to. For the show, I'm on there. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, I've got my life to live. I'm not doing that. You can email the mailbag, and you can take part in it. The mailbag email is realfifthhour@gmail.com. And again, check that out, realfifthhour@gmail.com. Also, the Facebook page, Ben Maller Show, you can post questions usually Tuesdays. Now we've been doing it on Tuesdays, and you can be part of that. So we'd love to have you, and have a wonderful rest of your Saturday, and we'll see what happens next time.